Welcome to 3-Minute Review,
our after breakfast podcast.
Today, Catherine comes with an agenda.
Oh, I had my first pitch yesterday. And
Of Sweeps Week.
Of Sweeps Week, of this project. Thank you to Stephen Bartek, one of the people we will be interviewing for our 1,000th episode, who DM'd me on Instagram to wish me luck. That was very sweet. So I had this pitch yesterday, which was fine. It's like Paramount Plus. No one knows if it's going to exist in like 3 months because it's in a... there's all these rumors of whether or not it's going to be bought.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the streamers are like, uh-oh, we're not making money.
Wow, Georgie's really got to go outside.
Pause. Here, we'll come right back.
Okay.
Okay, Georgie's outside. Pick up where you left off.
Okay, so I feel a little bit weird about saying this sort of in a public forum, and we might have to come back and delete this episode just in case like this show sells and people are like, Catherine's got a podcast, I'm gonna listen to all the episodes of it. But something that I am realizing about the particular structure of like the sort of like production and studio team that I'm working with, all of whom I like, everyone who is on the team, but what happens in a pitch is that like the writer gets introduced, and so and all of the like stakeholders give a little speech before my pitch begins. So it's like the studio person goes like, oh, this is what the show is about. It's based on a piece of German IP. And so it's like, this is why it was a groundbreaking piece of television in Germany. And this is how, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the person who runs like the actress who we have attached, like her production company says a little thing, the director says a little thing, and then I do my pitch. And so everyone's got to kind of like reference why I'm the person to write this project. And it's, you know, it's everything that everyone is saying is complimentary, but there was a unified vibe that I was picking up on that, because I hadn't heard anyone give their little opening salvos before. And the theme that everyone had come to separately, but when heard 3 times in a row, was like, this crazy lady's got a real pitch for you. And it
Which
was...
Which is great if it's one. It's a little weird if it's three.
It was really strange to...
Well, this is like...
be reduced to... And not that it was reductive. And obviously, no one's intention was reduce.
But also, like, this is why... It's like if you said the same thing 3 times in your pitch, right? Like, in the course of your much longer pitch, if you go through this whole project, if you hit the same note 3 times, someone would be like, hey, we don't need to do... That's a little weird how often you're hitting it. Which is why you practice your pitch. And it's just funny that these are the people that have not practiced their pitch.
And these are the people that, like, impelled me to practice my pitch 400,000 times before doing the pitch. And I was like, oh, what? Anyway, so, and then I was also, so I was discussing this in therapy because I had a strange feeling after, even though the pitch went really well, and the two people who were hearing the pitch, which is like, again, a pitch that is coming from the perspective of the objectification of the female body in the world, and then like the power that lies within the concept of being underestimated. And one of the notes that I've gotten consistently from my production team is, oh, can we tone down these elements so that if we're pitching to men, they don't feel like excluded from... But what was so funny was at the end of the pitch, like these two men, one of whom was gay and the other of whom was Korean American, like that was the part that they related to the most, was like this idea of the marginalized body and like what, you know, and again, like the...
Because it's a point of view.
The power of invisibility and sort of like...
It's like every Marvel movie is based on that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even though they're the most like establishment movies that exist, but it was, again, odd to get the front-loaded portion, which was just like, hey, this crazy lady is about to pitch you something, which really felt like, you know, I've been a writer for 23 years and I've been practicing like this is so douchey to say, but I've been practicing like the craft of television writing for like 14 years and the craft of writing for, you know, for almost twice that. And to hear people call me to have all of that not erased, but overwhelmed by the fact that I was going to tell them sort of a balls to the wall story about a woman. And what I realized was that like the discomfort, like even though they all like me, they all like the project, like everyone's in, you know, everyone's excited. it was,
there's an edge to it that makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah, because they're, you know, because like these are people who have been on salary. And again, like this is not, if any of them were to ever hear this podcast, it's not to throw them under the bus in any way, but it's like, you know, these are people who have been part of the establishment for a long time. And this is like fundamentally sort of an anti-establishment pitch within the context of Hollywood, which I understand is not punk. You know? I'm not burning myself in front of the White House here, you know, but yeah, it felt really, I felt really small. I felt smalled by my team at the end. And I'm realizing that I don't feel comfortable enough to tell them, like, hey guys, can everyone change their openings a little bit in order to maybe set this up as like, Catherine's a brilliant person. Not a wild lady who we've, you know, who's been working really hard on this, like, for free for 3 years and is the reason that we have, like, a really good director and a really good lead actress who's, like, won an Oscar and multiple Emmys and stuff. And I don't know.
I think you can totally make that ask.
Yeah, I have to figure out what the wording is. But it was like, a little bit gutting. And
I think it's cool that you realized it, though.
Yeah, I guess. It's
no, because it's, like, now it's the thing of, like, you have this choice of, do you ride along with this and get used to it, or do you say something? And I think this version of you that's like coming into this is, do what is best for the project. So like, as much as it might be ego or not, I think you're still like, you have to say something because it's better for the project if they set you up correctly.
Yeah. The last thing I will say is that one of them, and again, this is like all coming from like sweetness and good faith. One of them talks about how easy I am to work with and how like well I take a note, which is like not what you set up. Like,
this is
like, can you imagine if like Vince Gilligan or like Matt Weiner or, you know, she's easy. She seems weird, but she's actually like really easy to work with. Anyway, just like a, this feels like kind of like a narcissistic, you know, six and a half minutes of our podcast, but to realize so starkly, like how other people see you is hard sometimes.
I would say too, though, not how they see you, but how they've come to know you and don't know how to explain you. Right. It's like a little bit different.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, to be, it's funny when the form matches the content. Like when you're like, here's a show about like the power and the dangers of objectification, and also here are three people setting me up in this like objectified manner. So there's like a really nice poetic symmetry to it, which I appreciate.
I do like that.
5 out of 5 for poetic symmetry, 2 out of 5 for how it made me feel.